Hello everybody and welcome to this special episode of The Interior Design Business. My name is Jeff Hayward and in this show we're looking forward to Decorex. Europe's leading event for interior design professionals opens its doors at Olympia London on Sunday the 6th of October, running until Wednesday the 9th of October. So what can we expect from Decorex 2024? Let's find out from key figures taking part in this year's event. Welcome to The Interior Design Business.
I am Sam Fisher, the event director for Decorex.
And I'm Carly Barkley, the event manager for Decorex. So for Decorex 2024, we're really excited to welcome some new brands. So we've got Floor Story, Committee Belcour, and actually some really lovely returning brands. So we've got Fromental, Nulty Bespoke, and Another Country. Making Spaces is back for 2024, and we've got things including silversmithing, leatherwork, embroidery, hand printing, felt work, and laser printing. Artisans include people like James Trundle and Isabel Napier, Ryan Enox, The Marchment Workshop, Natasha Mann and Pamela Print. We are going to be having a workshop area on the show floor, so makers will get the chance to host some workshops and visitors will be able to book in to be able to take part. We're really excited to be partnering with Fromental on the Making Spaces area, and they're going to be providing a beautiful installation alongside hosting some workshops for us within the workshop area. Other new things that we've got, we are working with the New Craftsman to create a beautiful entrance feature with their artisans. So we're really, really looking forward to seeing that and it being the forefront of the show as people walk in. Another thing that we have going on are some sustainability talks with the Green Room. So they're going to be covering things from calculating and reducing greenhouse gases to make better choices when sourcing sustainable packaging and also circularity in design.
So this year's bar is designed by hospitality designers Brady Williams. We're really excited to have them on board. And actually, it's a really different way of doing things this year in that they're a hospitality designer rather than a residential designer. So the bar design is going to be quite modern, futuristic, lots of silvers and greens. And we also will have a hummingbird installation above the bar. These hummingbirds will be sort of origami birds made from bespoke wallpaper. We are raising money through the bar for Furnishing Futures, a charity that creates beautiful homes for women and children who have escaped domestic abuse. The VIP area, which is obviously always lauded, and this year we are doing also slightly differently. We are working with Yes Colours, the paint brand, sustainable paint brand, that did a cafe at Decorex last year. Therefore, it will be a really, really colourful space. It's going to be quite a multidisciplinary space, and not only will it be an area for people to lounge and take a couple of minutes from the show floor, they will also be able to listen to some talks, listen to some entertainment, and maybe even have a little whiskey tasting.
So for the 2024 Design Talks program, we will be having 6 talks a day. So that's 24 in total across the 4 days. The topics range from lots of sustainability content to educational content for designers. This will include a talk from Katie Stevenson-Breton on the secret to success as an interior designer. We've got the BIID talking about AI in interior design. And we've also got Alexandria Dawley talking about how to build a top design studio from zero to top 100. Lots of our sustainability talks are done by Interior Design Declares, who we are happy to be partnering with again for this year. And they are going to be touching on things from waste to upholstered furniture and also how to create an effective sustainability plan. You can hear the likes of Nina Campbell, Sophie Patterson, Christian Bentz, Pollyanna Wilkinson and Jojo Barr. It promises to be entertaining and educational. The talks program is always such a great highlight for everyone, and we're really looking forward to welcoming everyone into the theatre.
So Decorex 2024 will be absolutely unmissable again this year for interior designers. It's a chance for the design community to come together all under one roof, source new products, see new brands, network, catch up with your peers, and also be inspired by a lot of the interactive elements that we have this year. To register for a ticket to this year's Decorex, please visit decorex.com. and buy your ticket there.
I'm Tim Butcher from Fromental. Fromental makes hand-painted, hand-embroidered, bespoke wall coverings. Everything we make, made to order, collaborating closely with interior designers to make unique rooms. In Decorex 2024, we have two participations. One, we have a stand showing one of our real core collaborations with a wonderful designer, Sophie Patterson, and we'll be showcasing a number of new pieces there. But equally, we are partnering with Decorex in the Making Spaces area, Making Spaces and its celebration of craftsmanship. And we're creating there a really immersive installation which shows the real couture end of what Fromental does. And not just the beautiful product, but the process, the making process, the painting, the embroidery, and really allowing people to get under the skin and see the craftsmanship at work. And along with the installations, we'll be hosting a series of workshops where people can actually get involved and learn some of the making and experiment with some of our top artists. You know, as you go through Decorex and you see all these wonderful brands, there's lots of beautiful product, but the product is the output of a real journey for people. And we wanted to try to really invite people in to see all of the elements that go to make up the beautiful product. You know, it's often forgotten. We reference craftsmanship. We don't necessarily get inside and see it. And so our vision here is to really show people not just the beautiful product, but the layers which go into it to make it a beautiful product. Because I think through that, there's greater appreciation, there's real joy, and there's enjoyment and a value around it. I think when people are investing in beautiful design, they want more than just the product. They want the story. They want to understand what it is. It gives a lot more soul to the product. Collaborations are a really important part of what we do. Every project we work on is to some degree a collaboration. Each piece is unique, but there's deeper collaborations which we have and which we enjoy. And we're actually showcasing two of them. Our own stand will be our collaboration with Sophie Patterson. And to partner with a designer like Sophie has been a really successful and enjoyable collaboration because Fromental has a very clear creative vision of its own. But to combine that and see that through a lens of a designer who has a different vision in a closer relationship to end clients produces something which neither of us would have done separately. And it's been hugely successful. So we're really looking forward to showcasing that. And the other aspect which we're showcasing as an element of our Making Spaces installation is a really creative collaboration with the fabulous fashion designer Harris Reed, who actually created his entire couture collection back in London Fashion Week at the early part of 2024, using archive pieces of Fromental wallpaper to actually construct bespoke garments. And one of these couture pieces will be on display, as well as some real insight into the making of it and the pieces from our collection, which became these wonderful fashion icons. At the heart of all of our design ethos and what is behind creating the designs we produce is a desire to create beauty which triggers joy. So one of the most satisfying things you ever have as a designer and maker is seeing that wow, that look, that response on the face of somebody who embraces what you've made. And we're just hoping that with a wide audience like Decorex and in such a public space, some of that joy can come through and some of that wonder. And that should express itself through happiness, through smiles. We'd like to see people really, in the purest sense, enjoy what we've made.
Hi, I'm Jules Haynes. My business is The Haynes Collection. We are an award-winning resale platform for luxury interiors who have surplus stock.
Hi, I'm Mary Christie. I'm the founder of Be Able, a sustainability consultancy. We work with businesses to help them to navigate their sustainability journey from strategy creation to implementation, trying to simplify sustainability and empower their business to make changes.
I've been involved with Decorex for the past couple of years. being on their sustainability task force. And this year, Miri and I have created something called the Green Room, and we've been asked to host the sustainability talks at Decorex. So we'll have a space, and the Green Room is a forum, a gathering, a community of brands within the interiors industry where we can discuss all the challenges and hopefully solve the issues all around sustainability on the social and environmental impact that we're trying to manage through today.
The involvement in the Decorex for the Green Room is about helping to communicate the message about sustainability to not only the exhibitors at Decorex, but also to all the visitors, to simplify, to explain, to educate, and to inspire brands to do something different.
The Sustainability Task Force are a group of trade members who have been asked by the organisers to come together and help the Decorex team navigate through any questions and queries that they have for putting on the event. Many of us have exhibited at the event before, so we understand from a hands-on point of view what's needed, but also from our passion of trying to be as low impact as possible, how we can communicate to the exhibitors as well as the visitors the great work that UBM are doing to try and put on an event better. Miri and I have been asked to judge the Sustainability Award. So last year was the first year they had them. This year, it's more of an application process. So people can really look at their sustainability goals and present them in a way to Decorex that we can then read through them. And there's a few categories that people can apply for this year as an exhibitor. And it just means that people who are trying their best and working really hard and want to have their challenges and achievements celebrated, that they can apply for these sustainability awards and then obviously hopefully win them and then have something on their stand to show that they've really thought and hopefully inspire other exhibitors to do the same in future events.
I think it's about celebrating the positives. Yeah, some of the awards are about planet consciousness, social change, circularity, and sustainable innovation. And there are opportunities for all businesses there to be able to partake in awards and to be celebrated for what they are doing, so that the industry comes together in a really positive manner to embrace sustainability and understand it, increase the awareness, and build momentum to make a better future.
There's a range of brands who are part of the Sustainability Task Force. For example, Edward Bulmer Natural Paints are on there, Soho Lighting, Blue Patch as well, who are a directory of sustainable brands. And together, everyone comes from a different angle. They might be in a different part of their sustainability journey, but the whole focus of that is that we create something that is accessible for everyone, even if they don't really know what sustainability actually means. We can provide a platform and obviously a space through the Green Room to address those issues and conversations. So throughout the event, we will have 3 talks a day. We're referring to them as fireside chats in this Green Room space. And we will be tackling, you know, it could be from packaging to sourcing, and really encourage people to stop by where they can. Hopefully there'll be something that can inspire them and help them drive change.
Yeah, I would say very much, as Jill said, the sustainability at Decorex discussions are about making things very accessible, so that if we can help to share knowledge, expertise, information, educate people that are visiting, no question is too dumb or too stupid. Bring in any questions, bring in any queries. We'll have a series of talks which have up to 3 or 4 experts at a time who'll be able to kind of be on hand to discuss the topics. We're also working in partnership with Interior Design Declares, which is a like-minded organization to the Green Room, and they will be joining in our conversations as well. It's really important that the industry collaborates to work together to solve some of these problems.
What we would like people to do is walk away with 2 or 3 actionable points, things that they've learned, things that they know they can implement, or even just filter down through their team and just make that one change that will make a difference.
Likewise, I feel that if there are visitors at Decorex who have businesses and they feel like they're standing in a dark room and can't find the light in terms of sustainability, just come and see us. It's about understanding that you just need to start. It doesn't have to be a terrifying, complicated and scary venture. It just is about saying you can start. Start with us today. We will help you. We'll share information. And part of the process is just to get started on your journey to be more sustainable as a business.
My name is Shane Brady. I own an interior design studio in London with the lovely Emily Williams. We set up the studio in 2013, so celebrating 11 years this year. And we work on a broad range of projects. I work on the hospitality side, so I'm the director of hospitality. And so on our side, we design restaurants, bars, public spaces of hotels, and some retail spaces. And then Emily leads up our residential arm, which is homes for private people and also show apartments for property development. At Decrex 2024, we will be designing the main bar. We met the wonderful Carly and Sam a number of years ago. I think it was actually in 2020. We were all dealing with the trappings of COVID. And we started to discuss collaborating. And year on year, I kept not refusing. I kept saying, we don't have time. We want to be involved. We want to be involved. And so last year, I made a promise to them both that this year we would absolutely do what we can in 2024. So we are truly excited, actually, to be designing the main bar within Decorex this year. The design for Decorex 2024 is a little complicated. When I was thinking about this, I was actually traveling Japan for 4 weeks late last year. And we design bars in and out constantly. We do it day and night. But I felt that we needed to do something a little more special for Decorex 2024. And I felt that we needed to give back a little bit more than it literally just being a bar that would pop up for a 3 or 4 day event and then be dismantled. And while traveling Japan, I came across Sadako Sasaki, hopefully I'm saying that correctly, in Hiroshima, who was greatly affected by the atomic bombing. And she started to make thousands of cranes because there was an old myth that if you made 1,000 cranes, you would be granted a wish. And it made me realize that we could do something quite powerful with the Decorex bar this year. So we came up with the idea of, instead of a crane, the hummingbird. A sighting of a hummingbird is seen as a symbol of challenging times are over and that there is hope ahead. And so this year, ourselves, Decorex, have partnered with the wonderful charity Furnishing Futures. Now, Furnishing Futures are an amazing charity who help women and families who are in a domestic abuse relationships and environments, take them out of those environments and put them into social housing. But often those housings are underfurnished. And I think it's really important that people have the opportunity to live in a lovely home that feels loved. So the idea with our bar design is there will be a flock of over 200 hummingbirds positioned above the bar, and any visitor to the bar can choose to donate, starting from £5 to pay for a bird, and all of the money is going to go towards Furnishing Futures. But on top of that, all of our partners are also looking at giving their furniture for free to the charity. So looking at what contributions they can make. So really for us, the design is designing a bar, but beyond design, and that ripple effect that a few days at Decorex can change the lives of people in the coming year. The challenge with designing in Decorex has many issues. One being the height of the space. We want to hang a rig with over 200 hummingbirds, beautifully lit. The next challenge is it needs to operate really well. It's also dealing with a varied clientele, from people that are there to grab a quick coffee, to then people who want to linger, do meetings, really enjoy their day at the exhibition itself. Budget is always a challenge with these projects, and we need to be mindful of how we want to design it that is high impact but low cost. And then the next challenge is, of course, trying to be as sustainable as possible. We don't want to be just throwing in a lot of materials that are going to end up in the skip 5 days later. We could never create this design without our incredible partners, the suppliers, the fabric suppliers. And so to name a few, I think Dick George, who are an incredible prop company, have taken up the mantle of creating all of these hummingbirds. Muraspec, the wonderful wallpaper company who have developed custom wallpaper and colorways for us so that the hummingbirds can be in three different patterns and colorways. Natuzzi and Parla, in terms of furniture, one of the biggest spends at this is, of course, we need seating for 60 people. Romo have been extremely generous in their fabric contributions. I'm very particular that the bar will have a strong, striking color story, which is greens, teals, and whites, and they've been very giving in their support for it. I think it also helps that this year we are doing it for a charity. We're not just asking for people to give us fabric and then walk away. We're all in this together to work together as a community. And I think that's important as designers and suppliers. We work so closely together on projects outside of Decorex. This is an opportunity to work together on projects that help the greater good. Atelier Lighting are helping us as always, a great collaborator of the studio. And then Planting Displays Plus, who are working with us on the planting that will be to the periphery. So overall, it's an amazing collection of suppliers. And I've no doubt that over the coming weeks, more will be added as we get closer to the date to make it truly a special bar for this year. From our perspective, this nugget of an idea of, could we make the bar do something more than just serve drinks and food? Could it help people? Has allowed us to connect with all of these suppliers to create a change in people's actual lives. And Furnishing Futures help make that change. They do the change. We're just a little cog at the back in this example. But I hope that people will come and really think about how they can, with their own skill sets, help people out there. Maybe even if it's just people walking away and being kinder, being nicer, being more supportive to people in need, that we can really be a community that helps each other.
I'm Ellen Merchant. I'm a textile designer and decorative artist. And I suppose I design original hand-drawn pattern, and there's a focus on traditional print. I describe myself as a printmaker as well, because that is such an important part of my practice, the act of printing. It's what I sort of trained in, was printed textiles. And I use that to produce my own collections of textiles now. So Decorex very kindly invited me to design the branding for this year. I was thrilled to be asked, of course. I was also invited the previous 2 years to be part of the Making Spaces, which was such an amazing opportunity for me. And then I saw what Nat Max did last year with her amazing marbling and how that translated into the branding. It just looked fantastic. So my design for the branding for Decorex 2024 was inspired by the venue of Olympia. I wanted it to have a narrative, not to just be a decorative pattern. I think it's really important that the branding has a kind of connection and a meaning associated with Decorex. And I went on a bit of a deep dive of ancient Greek decorative ornament, actually inspired by Olympia, the name. So there's some amazing decorative architectural features, things that I've always been interested in and always sketched and seen around, but I sort of wanted to put my own stamp on one of the motifs that I was most drawn to, which was a palmet, which I actually believe in ancient Greek they call an anthemion, and it's essentially the sort of fan-shaped flower, which is actually based on a palm leaf. And I did lots of sketches of that. I also did lots of Greek keys, and there's lots of waved lines in Greek ornament as well. And I had a great time doing all of this drawing, and I sort of had meetings with the team at Decorex. It was very much a collaborative process. So I ended up creating this print, which is called Palmet, and I'm actually releasing it as part of my new collection, which is launching at Decorex this year. And what I do with my designs quite often is I take maybe quite a classical reference, and then I like to combine it and contrast it with something quite modern and different. So I've used quite a retro composition for this pattern. The wave lines actually were inspired by a bit of rickrack trim, which is a sort of wavy trim that you see on some cushions and things, and upholstery and various bits of textiles. So I was looking at that shape and the wave lines, and then putting that together with the Palmette motif, which I think created quite a fun print. The thing with my process as well is that I'm very much focused on hand processes. So all of my designs I draw myself, and I quite often make them into lino cuts, which I did for this design. And I sketched it and carved it and then hand block printed it on quite a large scale. And I've made sure that I did that and scanned it in, because with something like branding, yes, it's being printed and it's going to be on the signage, but it's also the first time most people see it is on a screen. And that's a bit of a challenge of mine, actually, because it's really hard to translate texture and a tactile kind of quality through a screen. But I thought through printing it myself and making sure that I have lots and lots of variation and a really, really big repeat, that we can kind of recreate that on a larger scale when using it at Decorex. And hopefully that's something that people can pick up on. And it's something that sets it apart from something that's just being designed digitally on a computer. So I've been really lucky to work on some amazing collaborations with various brands, this being one of them. And that's been really important in my development of my own collection and my own skills. One of the fellow exhibitors, actually, Poofy Lighting, is a brand that I was invited to create a collection for, which was an amazing opportunity to create some hand block printed lampshades, which, you know, I would never have done otherwise. And it's just about making those connections and kind of connecting with each other's customer, I suppose. I also couldn't do anything which I do with my own business without my printers. So my factories that I work with in the UK, I exclusively work with UK manufacturing. So if I can't physically do it myself, I have to seek out someone who can scale things up. But crucially, that's always using the same or similar processes that I use myself. So I work with Ivo Prints just outside of West London, and also Surface Print in Lancashire. And they've been absolutely integral in me developing my collection. Before I started working with them, I was hand printing meters of linen on my kitchen floor and printing rolls of wallpaper on my amazing vintage printing press. But I was taking probably about a week to do a roll, which isn't a great business plan, business model. So yeah, that's been, the last couple of years have been an amazing journey, kind of working with them and being able to keep the integrity of the process, which is so important to me. It's definitely not the fastest way of doing things. It's definitely not the cheapest. But I think if people don't use them and use our UK factories, then no people are being taught how to do these things, mixing colours by eye, registering print, and you know, it's much easier to push a button and have it done digitally, but I've sort of sworn against that. So yeah, I will be exhibiting in a stand this year right by the lecture hall, and it's going to be a great opportunity for me to show you my new collection, which is several new fabrics and wallpapers called Joya. And I'm actually going to be opposite the making spaces this time, but I think I'm still going to be incorporating some kind of practical print into my stand, just because I really enjoy it every single time. And it's such a nice talking point. It's also great being able to see people walking around the exhibition, carrying whatever they've been printing. And actually the first time I ever did it, I still get the occasional message from people who have framed the print that they did on my stand from the first Decorex. And I can always spot it because I did a different colour on every day. So I can tell which day I've met which person on by looking at what colour pink they have. So I think that's a really nice thing for people to do. So I'll be doing something along those lines, but I haven't quite decided yet what that will be.
Hi, I'm John Stubbs, and I am the CEO and founder of Yes Colors, which is a relatively new designer paint company, very much in the sustainability sector. And we like to describe ourselves as a creative color company. We certainly Came into a very competitive market in terms of interior decorative paints and wanted to shake the market up a little bit and come with a different perspective on things like sustainability, as well as the use of colour in our spaces, whether that be at home or at work or at play, and the way that we talk about colour and its impact on us as individuals, whether it be mental health or education or healthcare, as well as in our public spaces, is extremely important to us. So we're founded by a team that's made up of designers and creatives, and my co-founder, Emma Bestley, who's a friend of mine for about 21 years now, suffers with color synesthesia, which means that she experiences colors in different ways to everyday people. She experiences color in days of the week and names and numbers, and is a key differentiator for us when it comes down to creating colors for our company as well as our clients. And we're exceptionally excited about Decorex this year, because if anybody saw what we did at Decorex last year with our cafe takeover in the main space, we've certainly raised the bar with what we're doing this year. We'll be doing the VIP experience this year, which is all centered around our approach to design, because we have a design studio offering as well as our decorative paints, and it's focused around synesthesia, so the five senses and how we all experience those senses when it comes to color, texture, taste, sound, vision. So it's going to be quite an experience for people to find out how to experience color in new ways. I think typically with events, sustainability always comes into it, because, you know, you can create something remarkable and something astonishing with the design and people that you're working with or collaborating with, but then what happens to it afterwards is always a consideration. And certainly with Yes Colors, our journey as a company started with a sustainability challenge, which was around paint waste and how we can, rather than dealing with paint waste at the end of the consumer journey, where it, you know, typically all ends up in landfill, only 2% of paint waste gets recycled, we wanted to interject that customer journey, do something different and prevent the harm from being generated in the first place. So with our consumer model, people buy as much paint as they need, and then they return paint back to us that they don't need, and it goes back into circulation. So we're quite circular when it comes to our consumer journey there, but also our packaging is completely different. So everybody's familiar with having rusty old tins under their stairs and in their sheds, etc. And our approach to this particular sustainability issue is to introduce a new type of packaging, which is home recyclable. So we're trying to negate people generating that waste and having those rusty tins under your cupboards and sheds and things like that. So our approach to sustainability is inherent in everything that we're doing. And with Decorex itself, again, it's a big build. So we want to make sure that we're using sustainable materials, repurposed materials. And this year with the VIP experience, even though we want to create this really immersive, wonderful sort of experience, we want to make sure that the sustainability green thread, we call it the green thread in our business, you know, it runs throughout everything that we do, is not lost. And so with the designers that we have on our team, as well as the stylists that we're bringing in to work with us on the project, everything that we're creating is going to be repurposed or be usable or considered when it comes to sustainability. The people that we've identified and been approached by, as well as approached ourselves for Decorex this year, are instrumental in the vision that we want to deliver. And again, the synesthetic studio concept that we've developed, because it is all about sight, sound, and vision and taste, it was my ambition with the space to bring partners on board that brought certainly a lot of creativity to the whole experience, but could really create an experience for the patrons at Decorex, so that when they come into the space, you know, as soon as they go through that vestibule and the design that we have right into an immersive bar space, that bar is going to be sponsored by obviously Yes Colors, but is in partnership with Spot Whiskey. Spot Whiskey are a wonderful Irish distillery who creates fabulous whiskies, and through partnership with them, we are working on this immersive bar experience where people can do whiskey tastings, but also it's aimed at more of a female demographic as well, because whiskey is obviously typically male audience. But again, it's bringing in themes around botanicals and nature to really evoke the senses and the taste of those whiskies matched with color, matched with, you know, soundscapes of nature, etc. So people that will come into that initial space, because the VIP experience that we've designed is actually divided into two spaces. That initial space where it's that immersive bar will be color drenched in green, lots of plant life there, and it'll be a real experience for people coming to the show. And then the other major partners that we've brought on board is SoFar Sounds. They are a global music entertainment company. And with SoFar Sounds, you can see anyone from Ed Sheeran right down to, you know, independent musical artists in your living room. So it was a fantastic business model that they had, and very, very creative as well. So we brought them on board to deliver live music entertainment for the event, which will be featured mainly in the VIP party. And again, that area in the VIP experience and the design that we've created will hold presentations, it will hold panel discussions and talks, and it will also hold the music entertainment. And we're very, very excited about partnering with SoFar Sounds for the event too. I would say that we want people coming to the event to leave the space re-energized and feeling that they have experienced something completely new when it comes to connecting the senses with color. So whether that is looking at one of our vibrant electric blues, or, you know, experiencing something more serene in our palette and thinking about their own spaces in their offices or their homes or wherever they might be thinking about for the next project, and think about, well, how do I want to feel in that space? Because effectively there are a lot of paint companies out there, but the way that we differentiate ourselves is how do you want to feel physically and mentally in your space, and what is your space used for? And we think that this installation this year is all going to be experiential. It's all about how to generate feelings from taste, from sound, from vision, from color, from music. So it's going to be quite an immersive experience for people to kind of come in, go on that journey of discovery, and then leave that space feeling like they've really taken something away from the show this year.
Thank you so much to all our contributors today. We hope you're looking forward to visiting DecorX as much as we are. Remember, we're hosting two live audience specials in the Talks Theatre at the show. We'll be discussing My Clients and Other Animals on Sunday the 6th of October and The Fine Art of Display on Tuesday the 8th of October. We hope to see as many of you there as possible for these events. In the meantime, join the Interior Design Business conversation on Instagram at Interior Design Business Pod. This episode of the Interior Design Business is a Wildwood Plus production.